call the regular meeting of the Board of Education of School District of Crimson to order at 6:00 PM.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll call Granda here. Aye, Mayor Cherry.
Here.
Idlewild, absent, Huss.
Here.
Crazy.
Here.
Right, well. And number four, approval of the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle, seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make that motion to approve minutes of the regular meeting, October 23rd, 2023, general fund vouchers, voids, 105716, 105931 for $953.50. ACH, 232400061 through 232400075 for $7,653.84. Checks, 105893 through 106037 for $449,150.54. Wire transfers, 202300029 through 202300034 for $2,234,546.83. Total is $2,691,351.21.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by.
Before we move on, I have a few questions about the financial part of it. So, on the financial report, I see we have outstanding checks for $38,000. Do we follow up on them somehow, or are we?
Yes, the oldest check right now is from late September.
Okay, so, I mean, we have a process, I guess, to, I mean, keep them somewhat current. And then, in the food service thing, we have $88,000 in summer school fund. What is that for? Is that money that can be used, or was that supposed to be used for summer school, or?
Most of the COVID funds came through the summer school program. That's why that got so large.
Okay.
And summer school can only be used for summer school.
Okay. So, I mean, are we gonna end up losing this summer then, or is there a penalty, or we just have to keep holding on to it?
Spending it down.
Okay.
On summer school.
The community ed thing, I mean, I see it's okay, but the way this is broke down now, none of these numbers that are back here, I can't peg them to any of the front page numbers. So in order to follow this a little better, there used to be a kind of a spreadsheet that broke down where the costs went compared to what category was from. I was wondering if we could get that again, please.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number six, public input.
All these people, nobody wants to talk?
Extra credit points.
Yeah. Welcome, seventh grade civics students.
Number seven, correspondence recognition.
Thank you to Mr. Ballman, Mr. Allard, Mr. Coffhammer, Mr. White, Mr. Lutzow, and all the middle and high school staff who make the Veterans Day program a great success. I have to say, the choir that sang was absolutely phenomenal. The band played. They were absolutely wonderful. Also, our veterans were honored and thanked for their service to our country. It was a very, very successful Veterans Day program, I believe. So, thank you to all of them that put it on.
Awesome. Number eight, reports. Committee reports, personnel negotiations met tonight regarding the substitute compensation for substitute teachers, secretaries, aides, and food service, and we have some recommended increases that we can discuss.
If you wanna give them now or no?
I don't know. I can give them to you now. Increasing the sub-teacher daily pay from 120 to 125. No increase to the long-term sub-teacher pay. Increasing the aide and secretary sub-pay from $12.81 an hour to $13.50. And then increasing food service sub-pay from $10.76 to $12. And then the special ed, special categorical sub-aide will go up to $15.50. administrative reports. Hadley.
High school and middle school have their first meetings this week and are looking for an organization to run concessions for the middle level contest. They will host in Privets. The National Honor Society had a successful induction banquet on October 30th. The National Honor Society would like to thank the board members who were able to attend, and it would also like to thank the board for supporting the induction of our 16 new members. Quiz Bowl had their first competition last weekend in Powhatan. Philip Angel and Travis Kotke were the highest scorers on their respective teams. The next Quiz Bowl tournament is December 9th at UW-Madison. They will be sending two teams The high key season is almost ready to begin, with the dry run being set for 12-14 at UW-Green Bay Marinette campus, starting at 8:30 a.m. The high school art club will be taking a field trip to Krivitz Pharmacy on the afternoon of November 29th to decorate their windows for the holidays. The middle school art club helped create Thank a Teacher portraits for our school-wide Gratitude Day activities and will also be decorating the school windows in December. Student Council hosted Halloween events during lunch, including a kahoot and other games. This week they are putting on a coin war, with all proceeds going to Make a Wish. Looking ahead, Student Council is working on updating their constitution. Science Club. For Science Club, the students are taking art. I don't know what I wrote there. They are taking a pink turtle, two hermit crabs, a goldfish, a crested gecko, and a leopard gecko. And forensics just had the first meeting today.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right,
Mrs. Robinson.
All right. A summons, notice of action, and complaint was filed with Marinette County Circuit Court for that that parcel by the elementary school. From here, per the applicable procedural statutes, the summons notice of action must be published three times in the Marinette Eagle Herald. It will be published today, November 22nd, November 29th. Any heirs of Louisa Bartels, real or alleged, must request a copy of the complaint within 40 days of the last publication and then answer it within 20 days. If no such request is made within those 40 days, then we will file what's called a motion for default judgment and ask the court to order that the district is the rightful owner of that parcel and provide an order stating as such that is filed with the Register of Deeds. The 40-day period will expire January 8th. That was an update from the lawyers, obviously.
I might have missed, what's the issue?
So there is a one. It's two city lots that are tied together, so it's one parcel of one piece of land that was never Louisa Bartels sold and gifted most of the land from where the elementary school is to the district. There was one that there's no record that it was switched over.
The area where the
It is right along Hall Hay Street where the three-story building is. So like that from the street to right where the three-story building begins,
like
north parking lot and a little bit into the where the actual building is, where obviously we've had a building since 1925. If you look at it like on Onyx app or you look at the GIS or any of that, it still shows the owner is Louisa Bartels, not the district. So there you can't do, I never remember the name, where it like, you know, the squatter's rule where we've just maintained it and it just needs to, school districts can't do that. Adverse possession. School districts can't do it. We have to do this process. So it was brought to my attention almost a year ago, I believe, and I reached out to the lawyers right away, and this is the process. So they actually made the filing in court, and they are publishing it in the Eagle Herald so that it can be put into our name.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. As I have been the contact for Community Ed, we do have two programs that have run in the past that are starting up again. Holiday Dancers will be starting after Thanksgiving break for 4K through 4th grade students, and they will perform at halftime of two different basketball games. And then somebody reached out to me about starting tumbling again. The details haven't been worked out yet, but they're looking at starting it up. We had 19 people sign in at the November 1st community focus meetings, plus two board members. The second meeting is being held tomorrow evening with tours at the elementary school at 5:30 and the meeting starting at 6. Due to a middle school basketball game now being held there, we're actually going to host, we're now going to actually host the meeting in the library. So the group notices that were out, that were posted, we did change that, and then we'll post signs in the main hallway. So just the actual meeting part, we're going to move to the library because
you're
of
still
noise.
Still doing the tours and everything.
Still doing the tours, yep, and all that. Thanksgiving break will begin Friday, November 17th with a two-hour early release. This week, students and then that week, students and teachers are off for Thanksgiving break. Monday, December 11th is our elementary Christmas concert for our 4K through 6th grade students in the high school gym beginning at 6 p.m. Monday, December 18th, our 7th through 12th grade band and choir concert will be held in the middle high school auditoria starting at 7. Music boosters will be hosting bucket raffles and cookie sales at each concert, as well as a food drive benefiting Crivitz Area Food Pantry. And one last item, DPI will be holding a strategic planning public engagement event in our auditoria on December 13th. I believe it's at 5 p.m. That's mine.
All right, Mr. Bauman.
Lots of names here today. I'd like to congratulate the 16 new inductees to this year's National Honor Society. These new members include Philip Angel, Brock Banachik, Tyler Block, Gracie Basonic, Isaac Gerner, Jessica Zomuski, Lucy Brzezinski, Abby Langer, Jacqueline May, Corinne McCullough, Emery Nelson, Hayden Ott, Nolan Pomeroy, Devin Weiss, Leo Vandermoos, and Zach Zimmer. Mrs. Pooker formally inducted the group in a ceremony at Renee's for the new members and their parents on October 30th. Congratulations to all, and thank you to Mrs. Pooker for all the hard work she put into making the banquet a terrific success. Secondly, I'd like to congratulate Eva Van Lannen, Hank Watson, Summer Ward, Walter Laguna Herrera, Jason Roberts, Logan Marvin, and Madison Heidewald for winning the High School Students of the Month Award for the month of October. Congratulations also goes out to Haley Dorschner, Carter Oginski, and Grace Jensen for being recipients at the middle school level. I'd also like to recognize Carly Fiferick, Madeline Heidewald, and Eli Lemmer for being chosen October's Lunch Bunch students in grades 7 through 12 by the math department. This award honors personality and helpfulness as well as academics. They received a free cousin's lunch and were recognized by their teachers in front of Sonny Grazy, Kelly Robinson, and myself. And lastly, kind of echoing what Kelly said, we have two more days before Thanksgiving break. Everyone is very anxious. Our students will have an early release on Friday at 1:25 p.m., and they will have all week to relax and enjoy Thanksgiving. During this time, the boys' basketball team and the wrestling team will begin competitions, while the girls' basketball team will start their season tomorrow night against Leona Rubino. Good luck to all the teams as they prepare to compete in their winter sports seasons, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Mrs.
Dana. Congratulations to 4K teacher Mrs. Becky Moore, who was awarded our October Elementary Staff Member of the Month. Mrs. Moore was nominated by a parent who had wonderful things to say about her, and she was selected by our building leadership team as the recipient. For the month of November, we are focusing on gratitude. Students are learning all about gratitude during their daily morning meetings. To show gratitude, many teachers have encouraged students to give staff members notes explaining why they are grateful for them. Some classes have visited other classrooms and sang songs of kindness and gratitude, and our fourth grade class has expressed their heartfelt gratitude to the Crivitz Food Pantry for providing students with fruit and other healthy snacks on a daily basis. Also during the month of November, the M&M Foundation Youth Advisory Council is holding a coat drive. New coats, hats, mittens, and gloves can be dropped off at either school, or those wishing to donate can visit the school district Facebook page for more information.
All right. Mr. White.
Some, not all, of our custodial maintenance staff will be working to complete cleaning and maintenance tasks during Thanksgiving break, replacing ceiling tile in the elementary kitchen, installing some new classroom whiteboards, and deep cleaning are just some of the tasks that we hope to accomplish. An update on the new boiler at the middle high school. Although the replacement project is mostly complete, there are still some things that need to be addressed to close out the project. On Tuesday, November 21st, we will perform a simulated power outage to test the system under generator power. And once that is completed, we will be put on the schedule for state inspection. As part of our facility improvement plan, the parking lot lights at the high school and middle school have been upgraded by retrofitting the existing fixtures to LED. The longer-lasting LED lights will reduce the number of times we have to pay someone with a lift truck to change bulbs, and the more efficient LEDs should net some substantial energy savings. And lastly, to maintain compliance with Wisconsin School Safety Act 143, school violence response drills were held at each building on Tuesday, November 7th. Act 143 requires that these drills be evaluated and that the evaluation be certified by the school district's governing body. For the most part, the staff and students did a great job of following our procedures, and we will be discussing any observed deficiencies with staff and taking appropriate corrective actions.
Thank you. Mr. Sharan.
Good evening. On Friday, November 3rd, our district, a large region of Northeast Wisconsin, experienced an internet outage due to a fiber cable cut in the Abrams area. Fortunately, we have a backup internet connection circuit configured to automatically take over if our primary internet connection goes down for any reason. As a result, the district was without internet access for a maximum of 5 minutes and could continue with our daily processes. As Mr. White mentioned, on Tuesday, November 21st, the middle and high school building will be without power for periods for testing purposes. I will come in Monday night to ensure that our systems are properly powered down so testing can begin first thing Tuesday morning, as correctly shutting down many systems can take some time. And finally, the technology department is looking forward to Thanksgiving break next week so we can tackle some projects we have yet to get to. Even with the power outage, believe it or not, we still have a lengthy list of items that we can and want to accomplish.
Awesome. Thank you. Information discussion, substitute staff compensation.
Yeah, as the personnel negotiation committee reports talked about, there's a couple of sheets in your packet that provided some information about where we're currently at for substitutes. This one with the table gives you the comparables to neighboring school districts. The other one just talks, gives you a little bit of history, dates of last time that that was changed, and what it increased from previous. So again, personnel negotiations made the recommendation of a short-term sub-teacher to 125, no change for long-term sub, aid sub-secretary to 1350, which then automatically moves the special ed special. That's the ones that the special ed aides that are doing duties that have to do with medical procedures like diabetic care and bathrooming. So that automatically is $2 higher than the regular, so that $13.50 for the aide and secretary then for the special ed special would go to $15.50, and the food service sub increasing to $12 per hour. So.
Questions? Good. All right, B, education youth apprenticeship.
All right, a new pathway has been approved for youth apprenticeship in the area of education. Students, high school students, may work at a school as an apprentice to learn about the field of education and the job of a teacher. Much like we have other apprentices, we have youth apprenticeship for electrician, plumbing, like that. So now they can do it in the field of education. If the district would like to offer this, the positions would need to be paid. So it's kind of creating a position for youth apprenticeship in our schools, and the high school students could work. They could work in the middle high school, or they could work at the elementary school. But again, it is a paid position. So if this is offered, again, there's a youth apprenticeship application, and then we would follow procedures with like an interview process and all of that, if the board chooses to offer that. They would be district employees. So we need, you know, kind of talk about pay, what you would pay. If you limit the number of students that we would, you know, offer this to, and then obviously administration would make the decisions on who gets it, just like applying for a job. But again, that's up to the board if that's something we want to offer. I think we've talked about it in administration a little bit. I mean, obviously it's a great opportunity for those students who are looking to go into education. we are always hurting for employees in education, so if we can encourage students, get them some experience, make sure they really want to go into education and encourage them that way, I think it's a great idea.
Would this be like school to work, where it's just seniors or juniors and seniors?
It's generally junior. It's juniors and seniors.
And like 4 hours a day, or are you thinking a whole day?
So there's a certain number of hours they have to get, Alex, I'm looking at you, in the entire year.
They have to get 450.
And so would that would be about, if they could do it in three class periods, or would it be four?
We currently, that's the maximum we allow.
Oh, it's three.
They can go, like, the school day, if it started at 7:30, they can start at 7:30 and go until that 10:30 time frame, maybe first to third hour. But
So they could start at 7:30 versus having to wait till, you know, counting at 8 o'clock when the school day starts. And same thing with after, like the school day ends at, let's say if they're at the elementary school, dismissal's 3:15, teachers are here till 3:30, they can, if they stay and are working with the teacher, they can count that till 3:30. So we have 3 hours a day.
So how does this affect other job positions in the district?
Well, there are some regulations in that, like you can't eliminate an aide position and have this person in it. It would just be an addition to. So you can't, like, even if an aide left,
so it wouldn't
not
affect it, any of them?
No.
It would just enhance what we
have. It would enhance, yep. Okay. Yeah, it's really just an extra, kind of extra set of hands, extra help, and it's really to benefit the student to get them that experience of working in classrooms and seeing what they want to do.
And we have an estimate of what this would be budgeted?
It depends. It all depends on, I mean, again, so they have to get 400.
From an administrator standpoint, mm-hmm. how many would you be looking for?
I think that depends on how much we would pay them, right? Like,
I wouldn't do more than a few. I would limit it to probably 3 to 4, you know, per year.
Would it be high school and both schools, or?
I would probably, unless they had a strong reason they wanted to stay, like working with middle school students, being that they're high school students, I would put them at the elementary school. It's junior, senior, so they should be of age to be able to transport themselves. But then just that age discrepancy of working in a more of an authoritative, you know, teacher's aide position, that would be hard for a junior working with other high school students or it's even middle school because that separation isn't there.
And is Cam here? How would that affect your, would that be a burden to you or would that be a help to you? There's administration that goes along with it. But
I feel like it's a wonderful opportunity. I think it promotes education majors and I think it really helps.
No undue stress on you or anybody they'd be assigned to type of thing.
So you mentioned minimum wage. What kind of hourly wage are we, you know, are we minimum wage?
Minimum is $7.50.
Yeah, you could go as that low. I would probably do maybe like $10 an hour, you know.
$10 an hour would be, what, $13.5 a year for three people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not undoable, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's if you get three people, right? You may not get three people who want to do it.
Is there state funding for this somewhere along the line? Or
there is some, like, we get, go ahead, Alex, you're the expert in, but there is some kind of.
So we get $250 to spend mostly, so part of the youth apprenticeship is also them taking classes in gut-related fields. So, like our students doing the electrical program, we've approved for them to get college classes for electrical. Students in plumbing, they have to take some courses. So that $250 gets reimbursed to us more for the classes they're taking. Once they complete the youth apprenticeship, we get about $800 back from the state. So
yeah, it's
per student.
Per student. It's not a ton, but it's something.
It's still worth it.
Just so there's 350 hours, is that? 450 hours, so that would be at $10 an hour.
Yeah.
And 4,500
per
times 4 is 20. So we're talking $20,000 if we're as a budget target.
Yes. If we have four.
If we have four, and if we have, and that was, so that would be coming out of our fund balance, I'm assuming.
For this year, I mean, we could add it obviously into the budget later to work it in, mm-hmm. but this year it would.
I mean, that's not an immense amount of money if it actually has a benefit for you and your staff.
They can also help during the summer, during summer school, which would be very helpful for us.
And be, that would be considered in their hours?
Yeah.
Yes, so the students can log up to 200 hours in the summer. So a lot of our students currently that we have doing youth apprenticeship in the electrical or plumbing field, I mean, they get way over 200 hours in the summer. I mean, they're working 40 plus hours a week, but they can put those 200 hours into it.
Okay. All right.
So do we want to have $10 an hour?
I think so.
And
that's
then
fair.
do we want to limit it
so
to four?
Do we have to make a motion to move forward with this, or what are we?
You will. This is a discussion right now, but okay. Eventually. So if you want to have kind of what
I mean, does anybody have, because you can go to work at McDonald's for more than $10 an hour, but and I'm not saying $10 is a bad number. I'm just saying that $7.50 is a bad number.
Right. But they're getting high school credit, right?
Yes.
They get high school credit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so basically they're making money, getting high school credit, and getting experience in the field that they're interested in.
I mean, another thing I guess I wouldn't want to do is say we're going to give these people $10 an hour and have one of our other anybody's say, well, you know, I'm not even making that or something.
Well, some of our apprentices don't make anything.
Well,
right.
They
or no, the
school youth apprentices
do. Youth apprentices do.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't.
They
compare.
Have to.
I mean, our TAs that over the building.
Yeah, TAs but. Don't, and you know. So, I think it's a good place to start. We can always change it next year.
You're saying the $10 is a good place to start, or yeah. I disagree.
And four.
And four is a target number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you get one, or as long as, you know, we
yep.
can't have 20, I guess.
Right.
But,
yep.
I think four is a good target as well.
What if they get more? Do we want to allow them to make the decision?
Yeah, with the interviews, you're going to have to decide.
Yeah, I think limiting it
okay.
to four. And I think we, like, when students know that this is a possibility, we may have higher interest, but I think the just staying true to the intent of who's planning on going into the education field and kind of honing it. We don't want to set limits on students, but at the same time, at some point, we do have to limit the number. We can't have 20.
I guess another question is, for a good target number for in your mind?
Yeah, I think more than four would be a plan. Challenging to manage, but I think four
is well manageable.
Yeah.
When would it start?
Well, again, we'd have to do the interview process, but we would start it as quickly as possible. I mean,
okay.
We'd probably, at this point, just getting it approved now and stuff, we'd probably, you know, have the students put in the applications right after Thanksgiving and try to do interviews thereafter. So I would say maybe mid-December, depending. I mean, they have to fill out employment paperwork through us and all of that. Again, they will be district employees. So
insurance and stuff like that, they're just the basics of...
Yeah, just the basics, because they would be like part-time, you know, so I mean,
so
but it's still...
a part-time employee would
mm-hmm.
have as
a yep.
benefit.
Yep.
Good?
Yeah.
Good? All right. Mike? Middle school cheer trip.
Kelly Summers is asking for board approval for an overnight cheer trip. There's information in your board packet, and Kelly is here. I don't know if you want to give, again, they have the info, but if you want to give details, Kelly.
Sure. This year, for the first time, competition is being held at East Troy High School. Generally, we don't ask to leave school early, but since they have to travel that distance, we are asking that the students be dismissed at 2 so they could board the bus to leave at 2:15. And then it would be an overnight stay. Our junior high team have been competing. Also, our youth team, which is the 4th and 5th grade age. Last year, our blue team, the 4th and 5th grade age, took first place at state, and our junior high team took third. And there's a couple, three of the junior high girls are here tonight.
Awesome. Question?
Mm-hmm.
All right. D, Quiz Bowl trip.
Quiz Bowl is asking permission to attend the UW Fall Quiz Bowl tournament in Madison. Trip would include an overnight stay near Madison the night before the tournament. And they got the specific date today, Nick, the 9th?
Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure I remembered correctly. So it is December 9th, so the overnight would be the night of the 8th. Information is in your board packet. If you have any questions.
Question.
12 students, two teams, total of 12 students taking the school vehicles with Mrs. Retza and Mr. Schramm driving.
Question. All right, lockdown drill reports.
Lockdown drills were held in each building on November 7th, 2023. Copy of the evaluations for each building are included in your board packet. Mr. White, I don't know if there's anything specific you want to speak to on those, but okay. It kind of runs through.
They actually look very well.
They are. Considering all the moving parts that have to happen in a very quick time frame, it is pretty good.
Right, moving on. Item scheduled for action, appointments.
You can skip number one.
Number two, substitute custodian.
Deanna Herson, Constance Stillwell, and Cheyenne Mercado are recommended as substitute custodians.
I make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, substitute food service.
Kelly Engler and Constance Stillwell are recommended as substitute food service.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number four, substitute clerical.
Kelly Engler is recommended as a clerical substitute.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, substitute paraprofessional.
Alexis Franzmeyer and Constance Stillwell are recommended as paraprofessional substitutes.
I make the motion.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number six, volunteers and chaperones.
A list of volunteers and chaperones is included in your packet. You may choose to approve them individually or as a whole list.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, substitute staff compensation.
The board may take any action it desires in regards to substitute staff compensation.
I'll make a motion to approve the updated staff compensation schedule as outlined by Amy earlier in the evening.
Motion by Gary.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Education youth apprenticeship.
The board is asked to approve adding youth apprenticeship positions and set the number allowed as well as pay.
I'll make a motion to accept the education youth apprenticeship at a max of 4 students at a pay rate of $10 per hour.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, middle school cheer trip.
The board is asked to approve the middle school cheer trip as presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Gary.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, quiz bowl trip.
E, quiz bowl trip.
Oh, sorry, E, quiz bowl trip.
Okay.
Sorry.
The board is asked to approve the quiz bowl trip as presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, lockdown drills.
The board is asked to approve the lockdown drills evaluation report for each building.
Make a motion to accept them as presented.
Motion by Gary.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. 11 future agenda items.
I do have Bray is set to present the facility assessment at the December 20th meeting. Just a heads up, we had, originally that was the timeline. And my last meeting with them, I confirmed that they will be ready and here, available here to give that presentation, so.
Is that the audit report that time too?
Is it?
Are you gonna wait until January?
No.
January.
Good answer.
I was gonna say, hold on.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I know, it's.
Probably one night. Okay, 12?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Motion by Kayla. Second by Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed, abstentions, motion carried, we're adjourned at 6:35.